Star 94.1, and we welcome the legendary Dorothy Norwood. Sister Dorothy, how are you?
Oh, I'm truly blessed. I'm doing well. And you?
Hey, I am doing well myself.
Good, good.
50 years. In a business. You know, doing something 50 years is great. But to be in the music industry, the gospel music industry for 50 years, how does that happen? How do you sustain 50 years in the business?
Well, all the glory and honor belongs to God, and he's just a keeper. He's keeping me. It's been many years, I know, but longevity, as Martin Luther King said, has this place. Yeah.
Yes. Has it been worth it?
It's been worth it all.
It's been worth it all?
It's been worth it all.
Now, why would you say it's been worth it all?
Well, because out of all of the heartaches and what I've been through, God has still kept me. It's been worth it. I had to go through to get to it.
So you are enjoying it, I suspect.
Oh, I'm enjoying the fruits of my labor, I tell you. And who would have thought that after all these years, God would still keep me? And I tell you, I stay busier than ever.
Wow. How'd you get the name, the storyteller?
Well, when I left the caravans, my mother was ill. I left the caravans. I went and took care of her until she passed away. When I got back to Chicago, they had Shirley Caesar was in the group. They didn't have any room in the car for me, you know, because we used to travel in the car.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that was God's plan. That was his destiny for me. And I said, I'm going to tell stories. I said, because all these other people out here, they're singing, they got these high, melodious voices and stuff. I got to come around the competition.
Uh-huh.
So I started telling stories. You know, my first story was Johnny and Jesus. Then the next story that followed me throughout my career was the denied mother. Yes.
We're talking to Sister Dorothy Norwood. You mentioned the caravan.
Yes.
You are distinguished because you are in the Hall of Fame, not only with the caravan, but you are in the Hall of Fame your own self. How did that happen?
Well, you know, it's just the grace of God that has kept me and given me favor, you know, with others who are head of all of these organizations, and they kicked me out. What can I say? God is just so good. He's awesome. Yeah.
I'm going to take you back a little bit.
Uh-huh.
How about the song, It's Praying Time?
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that quite appropriate for right now? It is praying time. That song was done on the CD where I did Shake the Devil Off. And I did that in Rochester, New York. And I just came up with it probably just a few hours before the recording session. And I didn't even have time to get no music together. And I told them, just come on, give me the beat on the drum.
Oh, wow. You mentioned Shake the Devil Off. A lot of folks know you. Shake that devil off. Tell us about that song.
Oh, listen, you know what? I don't care what nobody say. That devil is real. And he'll meet you before you get out of bed in the morning. And sometimes you have to just bind him up and send him back to the pit. So I told everybody, I said, when anybody tired of the devil playing on your finances, trying to break up your good marriage, I said, let's come on, get up and shake him off. So then the next night I wrote this song. I said, I'm going to write a song, Shake the Devil Off.
Praise.
That song just went to the top of the Billboard charts all over.
It did. How about the song, Praise in the Temple? Was that something a little different for you?
Well, no, it was right down that same beat, you know, when the contemporary beat is that old church beat.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a praise in the temple and a praise in the house. You can usher in the spirit and remove the devil out. Oh, yeah.
How about the traveling preacher?
The traveling preacher. Oh, yeah, that was another one. I tell you, you must remember all of these traveling preachers. The man was traveling and then he got the news that that it was something wrong at home. That was the traveling preacher. But you see, God won't put no more on you than you can bear. Amen. Amen.
Dorothy, you know, when she's taking us back with some songs, and mm-hmm. I remember, what's that? Somebody Prayed for Me.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm telling you, I've been watching your career. I'm not quite as old, but I've been watching your career because I love the way you sing. I love the way you tell those stories, and it has so much meaning. And the songs that you recorded back then, you play them today, it still has relevance. How did you manage to keep doing it?
Oh, it works. You know, I just pray when I get ready to do something, give God the glory and all the honor. And you know, he fixes it up and works it out for me.
Also, you opened for the Rolling Stones, didn't you?
Yes.
How was that experience?
Oh, that experience was awesome. It was awesome. You know, I tell you how it came about. I tell you how it come about. Somebody was in a record store, you know, and they said, Mick Jagger was in the record store. That's right. I'm getting it right.
Okay.
And he said, I want some gospel singers records. And they gave him several of them. They gave him Johnny and Jesus and the stories I just told you about.
Mm-hmm.
He went back and listened. He said, this is the lady I want to be on my tour.
Wow.
And, you know, I didn't have to compromise. I could just stay right with God.
That must have been something else, being on tour with Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It was a blessing. Yes, indeed. It was a blessing because I was able to reach people that you ordinarily wouldn't reach.
You have a new project out. You're celebrating 50 years.
It's been worth it all.
It's been worth it all. Tell us about this new project. What can we expect on this, Dorothy?